Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at Disney Plus with another live Q&A. So we're live here on YouTube. So this live Q&A, what we tend to do is this is all done by Patreon and our YouTube channel members. So they've been able to send in their comments and questions throughout the week. And we've also got the live chat going on right now with the with all the YouTube channel members. So if you can hear me, let me know. I see we've got quite a few in here already. We've got Bubba Trolling, we've got Noxwave, Kayla, Dana, Matt, we got Steve. Hello to all of you and Matt. So thank you very much for joining us live. Got lots of questions, and tend to be what I will do is I'll start off with the pre-done ones, and I'll be jumping in and out of the live chat as well. So it's great. Josh says he can hear me, so that's always a good sign, because you generally don't want to be doing it. So you can also send in questions using the super chat function as well, because that's all appreciated, and this helps all towards paying all the bills and stuff that we need to for What's On Disney Plus, you know, paying for the software for this, the podcast hosting, all bits and pieces that we need to. So let's jump into it. So I like to start off with the title question, since that's the one everyone is here for. So first up, Lady Jennifer Snow says, this year's San Diego Comic-Con and D23 Expo are just a month apart. Do you think Marvel will ever pull out of San Diego Comic-Con? I know D23 doesn't happen every year, but I feel that San Diego Comic-Con is losing some of its luster, and studios realize they can hold their own events and keep all the money. So, yeah, great question. As far as this one goes, I think generally Marvel is probably going to be keeping back most of its stuff for D23. It's an event that they are hosting. It's an event people are paying to go to. And it makes sense. So why would you do it at somebody else's party when you can have your own? I still think Marvel is going to have a presence at San Diego Comic-Con. I just don't think it's going to be a big Hall H panel where they're going to be announcing like maybe the second half of the Phase 4 movies and series and some upcoming things. I still think they're going to have an appearance there. I think they've got some stuff to promote. We've got like I Am Groot coming up in August, and She-Hulk is coming up in August. So they're going to be out before D23. Maybe some What If stuff. So I wouldn't be at all surprised there. Maybe they announce that, they've got that Werewolf by Night special coming up as well, because they've not really kind of officially announced anything like that. So I still think they could do something at San Diego Comic-Con, but over the last few years, I think all the companies have all realized, you know, they can do their own stuff. They don't necessarily need San Diego Comic-Con. I feel like had D23 been next year, they might have been there a bit more in strength. But I don't know. I feel like right now Disney, you know, they don't need San Diego Comic-Con as much as San Diego Comic-Con needs Disney. And I think in general, you know, DC have pulled away from it. They did their own fan zone because they needed to during the pandemic. I think also as well, it's the cost of going and putting on the event and all the rest of it. And there's a lot of costs to it. So let me know what you think. Do you think Marvel will do stuff at San Diego Comic-Con, or are they going to hold off? That's what I think. We've got quite a lot of D23 questions today, so that, as you'd expect, because they had a big announcement. So Dana says, how much will it cost? How much it costs to go to D23? But do you think they could do something like Premier Access on the website, not Disney Plus, where you can watch various panels, say like $1.99 each for all them? I don't know. I don't think they would do this. I think they're either going to live stream it or they're not. Now, obviously, if you go to D23, tickets could be a couple of $100 for the 3-day pass. Some of the tickets are still available. I think they're about $80 or something like that. So obviously people are paying to get in, but you're going to still have to get in a virtual queue to join some of these panels. Some of the preferred seating is even more expensive. So a lot of people paid a lot of money to go. And I think that is the key thing here. They make money from it. It's not just from the ticket price. It's all the merchandise that you're going to be buying. You're going to be staying at hotels nearby. I'm going to be staying at a Disney hotel, so therefore, you know, that's extra money. I'm going to be going to the parks while I'm there. I'm going to be eating at Downtown Disney. So there's going to be this, they're literally going to be making money off me, not just from the ticket, but they're going to be making money off me from so many different levels. And that's where they kind of make the money with D23. So it's not just about that. So they want to incentivize you to go, and they want people to go in the future. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they do live stream it, but maybe some of the exclusive footage they don't show to people on the live stream. They've done that in the past. But the information is going to get out anyway. They might just do a live thing. So that's always a little bit of an interesting one. Let's do a few other D23 questions. Let's see if I don't know if there were some more ones. So Steve says, will Disney announce anything in regards to 20th Century movies during their D23 event? Very noticeable there was no 20th Century Studios lineup. I don't know whether or not they're just going to include that in the live action. And that might, you know, I think like Avatar would make a lot of sense. Just doing it within the live action zone. And I think that's definitely what they're going to be doing there. And Steve also said, what upcoming Pixar Disney movies and shows can you see Disney holding back from the D23? So again, the Disney Plus Day is the day before D23 Expo. And I'm going to keep saying this. And I feel like, do not expect a lot of announcements on Disney Plus Day. It is, they've said in the statement that they put out that there's going to be some offers. There's going to be some exclusive content like Pinocchio. And they're getting ready for the D23 Expo. Nowhere in the press release did it say sneak release or sneak peek reviews or news. I know that's what they did last year. This year is going to be a little bit different. I suspect like Disneyland and Walt Disney World will go blue for Disney Plus Day. There'll be some special photo ops. There'll be some pop-up things happening in, like in London and New York and Los Angeles and stuff. But I am not expecting a lot of news. There could be some little things that they put out there that are maybe coming out. There could be some previews of some movies and series that are coming out maybe in a few weeks afterwards. But I am not expecting a lot of news on that Disney Plus Day. It's not going to be like last year, and it's definitely not going to be like the Investors Day, because they're going to be doing stuff for the next 3 days at the event. So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming here. So Tracy says, Roger, will you be covering the events at D23? Yeah, I'm going to be out there. My whole purpose of being out at D23 is to cover all of the Disney Plus news. That's my prime thing. So I'll be covering all the news that comes out of those panels. I'm going to be trying to get to whatever announcements will be done, if there's any special panels. I'm going to be basically, my entire trip is basically covering Disney Plus. So I'm really looking forward to doing this. I've been wanting to do this for years. So my entire schedule is about Disney Plus. There'll be some, other than the Sunday where there's no panels, my plan is to be working in the evenings. I am there to cover it in the best I can. Tracy said also, I'm back from Celebration and I had a blast. I'm really glad you had a really good one. I would have loved to have been there, but having the two of them, because obviously originally Celebration as well was like a week or two before D23. I'm so glad it's going to be in London. I've already booked my hotel just because like it's in London. I've already planned to be doing that on there. I'm looking forward to this one. Dana also says that the earnings call will be around the D23 time. Do you think they'll do it before? Generally also, the earnings calls are more about the finance kind of things, the business side of things, than any presentations or shows. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see what's going on then. It might just be getting things going, but I wouldn't expect too much to be about that. The last quarterly investors call was there was hardly any news at all. There wasn't very much. Khaled says Disney has announced the D23 schedule for this September. What are your thoughts on it? And also, could you see them doing some live coverage on Disney Plus? I think we could, if you're going to see some live streams, I could easily see them doing it within Disney Plus rather than doing it on YouTube. But they also want to get as many eyes on it as possible. That's why they'll put it onto YouTube and Twitter and stuff. There'll be news coming out. I just don't think you get everything. For me, the schedule, I quite like the idea that they've spread it up, because last time in 2019, they did like a Disney Plus presentation and they did like a movie presentation. So I like the fact that it's been split up into three separate ones, like with Lucas and Star Wars and Marvel having their one thing, Disney branded television having another, and then the other studio. I think that might work a little bit better. Logistically, it would have been nice to have each one have their own, but I think it makes sense to kind of lump them in together. I'm definitely not too bad about that one. I'm kind of glad, to be honest, the Sunday is a little bit I'm looking for my own personal point of view. I'm quite liking the idea that Sunday might be the day that's a little bit lighter for me and I can enjoy it a little bit more rather than focusing on the news and all the rest of it. So the park panel I can go to, and I'll be trying to catch any bits and pieces because I love the theme parks, I love the cruise line, so I love all that anyway. But yeah, so that's my personal thing of the presentations. I like the way that they've got it set up at the minute. Let's jump into some other questions. So Mick says, the Daredevil and Elektra is not in the Marvel Legacy. Did they forget to put them in the Marvel section? Did they not want them to be part of Marvel? I suspect it's more of the fact they've forgotten. I definitely feel like it's part of the problem there. Lady Jennifer Snow says, will you do any live streams after the D23 panels or pre-recorded videos? That is all going to depend on the speed of the Wi-Fi at the hotel. Ideally, a live stream is easiest for me with no editing and all the rest of it. My plan is to do at least a video on the Friday and the Saturday night, and on probably on the Disney Plus day. So I'm planning on doing some recording. So there will be a daily video at least. Whether or not it's live or pre-recorded is going to come down to when I do a test. I will do a test one day. If it fails, then it will be pre-recorded to get the best quality to you. So that is the plan in the evening. After I've done some articles and stuff, there will be at least one video a day. I'll be recording and I'm going all in on doing it. So that'll be good. And Tracy says, must meet in London. Yeah, if you see me at D23 or I can't wait to see everything. In regards to Dana, no podcast that Saturday. Well, me and James, because James is going as well. We are planning on doing a recording we're going to try and do our first ever recording together, because we've never actually kind of physically met. So we are planning on doing a podcast or a video together over that weekend. Whether or not it's up on the Saturday, we don't know. We'll be working it out a little bit later on nearer the time, but there might not be necessarily a normal podcast that weekend. There'll be some coverage, but me and James are planning on doing a podcast together. That is definitely something that we want to do. So that's going to be fun. That'll be good, because we've been doing podcasts over, I think it's like 6 or 7 years now. We've been doing the What's on Disney Plus podcast since 2018. So we've been doing that one we're coming up to 200 episodes. So we're coming up to nearly 4 years of doing the What's on Disney Plus podcast. So yeah. And then we used to do a video game podcast before about Disney games. So we've been talking for a long time. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Matt says, why is there a lack of library content on Disney Plus on Fridays in the US? I think just in general at the minute, the US seems to be on hold, I think, until this ad tier comes in. That seems to be the general gist. They're also, I feel like when there's a big movie coming out, like Lightyear and stuff, they tend to go a little bit lighter on those days when there's a big movie coming out. But I think a lot of it at the minute is just waiting until they can get this ad tier going. They seem to have just held off. And I also think that they've held off on adding a lot of classic content, because I think they're waiting for Disney 100, which is one of the panels, because it's going to be the 100th year of Walt Disney. I think they're going to go in much... They're going to start bringing in stuff. That's my hope. That's what I'm hoping. That's why everything's gone a bit quiet, because I feel like we're going to be getting some stuff as we go along. Let's see here. Dana also says, what are your thoughts on Peter Rice being fired? I heard that he was a potential successor to Bob. So this kind of definitely came out as a bit of a surprise with Peter Rice being let go by Disney. I mean, it's costing him enough. Apparently, it was an ill fit with corporate. There might have been some like issues with him maybe trying to step up, and Bob Chapek didn't want him to step up. That's one side of things. There could also be just that logistics thing of he's coming to Disney. They're trying to sort everything out, and it's just not working properly. And the guy seems to be really well liked. Doesn't seem to be anything being said, you know, bad about him at all. It was a surprise, but I don't know. It was a bit like, oh, okay, well, that's definitely a surprise. But it's just very strange why they did that. They only recently re-signed him. But if maybe there's some conflicts going on or something that's not working right, or maybe just didn't fit in with the Disney way of doing stuff. Who knows? Let's have a look here. So Elliot says, how does Disney Plus decide what content to put on in each country? So obviously I don't know personally, but here are my guesses. First off, availability. If it's not on another streaming platform, there's that first thing of, is that nobody has got the rights to it? Have they got the full rights to stream it? Have they got all the things sorted? And is it there? I think that's the first thing really is, can they legally put it on there? Have they got all the, can it go on or not? If there's not, then that's why not. You know, we've seen it like a lot of movies and stuff. There is a lot of variety between all of the different countries. And sometimes like a movie, it's really weird, especially like with the Australia and the UK, sometimes like a movie will come on now, but in 2 weeks' time it will come on in Australia, and then this week a new movie will come in Australia, and in 2 weeks' time it will come on in the UK. A lot of it seems to be like they're loading up the system, and then they can just sort of share it around. Once it's in there, it's a bit easier. But I think a lot of it is just, it's just down there if they have those rights or not. Mika asks, who would you like to see become a Disney legend at this year's D23 Expo? I think this year is going to be Chris Evans, might be one of the lead guys going in there. Obviously, with Captain America, but he's also Lightyear this year. So I think that one might be a good one. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Dave Filoni got put in from the Star Wars things. I mean, the list of people that are already kind of legends is quite intense. You know, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of people that are in there as well that are technical and, you know, work in Imagineering, work behind the stages, and they're not all the big Hollywood stars. I mean, maybe Dwayne Johnson, you know, Dwayne the Rock, he's been in a few Disney movies and stuff, so I wouldn't be too surprised with that one. Matt says, I see we're getting 37 words on Disney Plus on the US in Tuesday. Yes, so this is an ESPN documentary, getting two episodes on Tuesday this week, another two episodes dropping the week after. It's being shared on the Disney streaming bundle, so it's on Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. I think we're going to see more of this as a way of sharing content between stuff. But yeah, that was definitely one I was not expecting. But we're definitely, ESPN is putting more stuff on Disney Plus than like Nat Geo or anybody else at the minute. Right, last pre-done question, and then we're going to be in the live comments then for the rest of the show. So make sure you get your questions in, because we'll be jumping into the live chat soon. Connor says, how quickly do you think Disney Plus will drop FX content in Europe? Canada and Australia seem to be getting stuff faster than the UK, even though we're an English-speaking country. I don't like the fact that we're in line with Italy, France, Spain, ABC, FX, freeform content. So I believe this is probably down to a couple of things. First off, obviously the UK comes under the European Disney Plus section, whereas Australia and New Zealand are own separate thing, and Canada is its own separate thing. So there's different teams running it. They might be waiting until they can get it on all of Europe in order to get things on there. I agree 100%. I don't like the fact of shows being delayed here in the UK that are available, like The Bear. The FX stuff seems to be the one that seems to be a lot slower than some of the other stuff. Hopefully they get the stuff sorted as they go forward. For example, the upcoming National Geographic series, America the Beautiful, that's coming to English-speaking territories in July, on July the 4th. And then it's going to be coming to other countries in September. So we're seeing some different things going on. Personally, I'm with you 100%. I'd much rather have us had, like, under the banner of heaven, the same time as Australia and Canada. Preferably, it would have been nicer to have it in line with Hulu in the US. Same thing with some of these other shows. So I think things are going to get better with FX. But I think the problem right now is, like, definitely, like, the UK and stuff is different dealing with stuff. Right, let's jump into the live chat. So we're going to start at the top and work our way down. So I've done that one there. Right, so Steve says, what are your thoughts on the Thunderbolts movie announcements? Are you surprised that it was announced this week, or is this something you could see coming a long time ago? Okay, if remember, officially, it's not been officially announced. It's just come out for a trade, like deadline, so generally most people accept it. It's not officially announced yet. This could be announced at San Diego. It could be more likely going to be announced at D23. I thought this was coming a long time ago. You know, with what we saw at the end of Black Widow, what we saw at the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier with US Agent, they're already building their team. So I saw this coming. You could see this coming a mile away. And I think it's a good idea. I think it's like, it's what Suicide Squad really could have done with, when you put all the teams together, and you've already seen them all in action, it becomes more powerful than if you just throw them all in and they just randomly say, oh yeah, I was captured by, I think Kangaroo. Oh, I got caught by the Flash. And, you know, when we see these characters turn up, we know they're the main villain. So that's definitely one thing to watch out for. Steven says, did you watch the Xbox Bethesda announcements earlier today? What if... I haven't watched it yet. I know it was on now. I, to be honest, I was watching something else for Disney Plus. I haven't read the stuff of what's happened yet. I will be going through it after I've done this live stream and everything's sorted out. I will be having a look at some of the trailers to see what has been announced. Steve says, will you be watching Lightyear again at the cinema when it gets released, or are you now waiting for the movie to be released on Disney Plus to give it another watch? Yeah, so I saw Lightyear yesterday. I went up to London and watched a special premiere event. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Full review coming tomorrow. See, this is the thing. Everyone, I had somebody else asked me on the thing about going and seeing it again. I have only been to the cinema to see one movie twice in my life at the cinema. And that was Batman Forever, because my glasses fell off when I was cleaning them during the credits. And so I went back. Not the best movie to go see. I do not understand people that go to see the cinema, like go and see a movie over and over again as soon as it ain't at the cinema. If I see it once at the cinema, that's me fine for a while. I will watch it again when it arrives on Disney Plus. I will definitely give it another go. I enjoyed it. I definitely want to watch it again. But yeah, I'll be waiting for Disney Plus. I didn't even go see Spider-Man or, you know, Avengers Endgame, or I just don't generally go see a movie twice at a cinema. It's just something I'd rather go see another movie. It's like now I'd rather go watch Jurassic Park or Top Gun than go watch Lightyear again. And that's just the way I am, especially if I've seen it recently. I don't tend to do that. Steven says Cloak and Dagger looks set to come away from Amazon Prime. This is in the UK. And next month, has Disney brought back the rights, or is the exclusive contract rights over? Will it be added to Disney Plus by August? So, Cloak and Dagger is a funny one. This one was actually released, 2018. So, Disney Plus didn't launch in the UK until 2020. So, basically, they sold it to Amazon because they had nowhere else to put it. So, it looks like more likely the contract is coming to the end. They haven't brought anything out. Because it looks like only season one is ending. I don't know if season two is. So it'll be added in. How quickly it's added will depend on that contract. But it's already available in some countries, so it shouldn't take too long. But yeah, it's probably just expired. They just needed to put it somewhere first. Matt says, how do you think Disney Plus will celebrate the 100 years at Walt Disney? I think we're going to get library content. I think we're going to see loads of library content being released right through the one-year anniversary. That's my guess. I think they're stacking stuff up so that they can release library content every single week for maybe a year. Some old classic Disney stuff. That's my guess. That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm hoping, because we haven't had really any legacy content really on Disney for nearly 6 months. And to me, it just makes sense. I think they're just holding on to, I think they had to get the European and the Middle East one out of the way as well, the launch there. But that's my guess of how Disney Plus is going to celebrate. Matt says, what is the next theatrical release to come out on Disney Plus in the US? The US is a little bit harder to guess, because obviously I think probably the next big one will be, looking here at the release schedule, it's the next one coming out in cinemas is September, but we don't know what it's called. And then there's another untitled one in November. The next real big one from 20th is Avatar 2. I think probably Bob Burgers is going to be the big one. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that gets added onto Disney Plus along with the series. But yeah, the US is a bit tricky. I'm hoping next year it'll be a lot clearer when we get when they got rid of the HBO deal. Right. Dana says, good afternoon, good evening. How would you? What did you hope you had a good weekend? Yes, I did. Obviously, went up to London yesterday. Caught the train up. Had a few hours in London. Went to see the show. Had a meal, and then this afternoon, walked the dog and built the new Optimus Prime Lego set over here. Yeah, so I built that one this afternoon. So that was my time offline. Took a few hours off to build that on a Sunday. Lovely. Kaylin said, thoughts on the TV executive changes at Disney. I do feel that Chapek is going to get short-term extension since his investments in more sports statement sounds like the company. I think he's going to get extended. I don't think they're going to do anything now. The stock price is down, but everybody's down right now. So I think they'll probably give him a little bit longer. Joe says, when will What We Do in Shadow Season 4 come out in the UK and Ireland? Do you think it will go on the BBC? I think it will go on Disney Plus, but I think what's going to happen is what we've seen with other shows. We will probably get it after it's all aired on Hulu. They seem to be this weird thing of like not confusing people so much. So I think we'll be getting it later. Joshua says, do you think Disney are doing enough to reach the 30% quota they need to reach in Europe? I think they're going to need to ramp. I think they're going to really need to ramp up their stuff. Reading that recent report, they were saying 10%. Now, I think in the UK, we're probably a lot higher than 10%. A lot of shows are made here. A lot of movies are made here. But also all those films they've been dropping on recently. But I think that's why Netflix and Disney and stuff, they're all sharing all these shows, because it's the best. If you're a British company, you're basically going, sell it to everybody. And then I think we're going to see just continuously more and more content being dropped on there. More stuff being made here. But you're also going to remember as well, some of those, like Andor will count as a UK show. Loki will count as a European show because it's being filmed here. You know, you're going to get movies like The Little Mermaid. Some of that, you know, that's a European, you know, there's all those count towards it. So I think they're just going to need to rev up maybe their originals a bit more. Noxwave, since Disney Plus has arrived in Middle East countries, and I don't like how they've used their own varying app, and there's so many content that's not available. Yeah, well, you probably would have had a very different amount of content regardless, because down to existing streaming rights, down to legal laws and all the rest of it. So there being different content available is not a huge surprise. You know, we've even got it in Europe. You know, there's stuff available in the Netherlands and in Iceland and stuff that's not available in the UK and vice versa. So that's not abnormal. It was strange to see them doing a Hotstar app rather than doing the main app. There might be some logistic reasons for that there. It did seem a little bit strange of why they did have a separate app. It wasn't what I was expecting when it launched in South Africa, for sure. Matt says, do you think we'll see the Emperor in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's going anywhere near the Emperor myself. Joe says, can't wait to watch Lightyear when it comes out. It looks amazing. That's awesome. You got invited to the VIP screening. What were your thoughts on the movie? It was a lot of fun. Don't think of it as a Toy Story movie. It's not a Toy Story movie. It is a sci-fi adventure in space. If you like Planet of the Apes, Star Trek, that kind of thing. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. But obviously can't say too much more because the embargo is tomorrow. Josh has said, is the Obi-Wan Kenobi series a one-off? Or is there going to be another season? I personally think it's going to be a one-off. The way they're advertising it as a limited event. It doesn't necessarily mean Kenobi can't turn up in Andor or on his own separate series. But I there's only so much they can do with him because he's supposed to be in, he's supposed to be on Tatooine looking after Luke. Noxwave, I won't be seeing Lightyears in theaters since the film got banned in the Middle East countries. When do you think they'll release it on Disney Plus? Are they sticking with that 45-day window? I think it's going to be 45 days for Lightyear. It is a shame that it has been banned in the Middle East. Obviously, it does contain a couple of scenes and stuff, which, I mean, the term LGBTQ, I mean, it's literally, they refer to her as a wife, and there's this little, literally a peck on the peck as they open the door to say hello to each other, like any normal married couple or couple would do. I don't understand what the problems is with it. And anyone, it's so small. It's really not an issue. If you're looking for it, you might see it, but it's literally no more than what you would see with just a couple just come, you know, door opens a kiss. Like peck and done, you know. Yeah, it is just strange, but I do believe that Disney are right in the fact of like not editing it out. We did that one. Emmanuel says, do you think they'll announce a Hulu general entertainment content coming to Disney Plus during Disney Plus Day? I don't think they're gonna be doing it on Disney Plus Day. I think if they were to do it, it would be maybe doing one of the presentations. Disney Plus Day, I don't think there's going to be any major announcements. If they're going to do that kind of announcements, I think that's going to be before maybe at the next quarterly results. I think that's what, you know, if they're going to do that, they're going to need to get that out there with the advertising, with the price and all the rest of it. So I definitely think there's going to be something coming, but I think they're waiting until they get the new ads, put the price up, bring a lot more content in and start doing that one. Joshua says, with the launches of Disney Plus in the Middle East and North Africa and the rest of Europe, do you think we'll see an acceleration of channel closures? I think we will see more channel closures across the world. I think it's just natural. It's just not really going to work. Joe says, you've pre-ordered the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness Steelbook. Yes, they can't wait for it to arrive in July. Good. I'm glad you're still buying physical media. To be honest, I have stopped buying physical media. Once it's Disney Plus, I don't need to see anything like that on there. Joshua also said, in regards to the next Indiana Jones film, what artifact would you like to see India chase after? And do you think they should do a soft reboot, assuming they get the... Personally, I think Indiana Jones needs an entirely new reboot away from Harrison Ford. I think we need to let the character move on. Yeah, I feel like we're at a point now where we need a complete, not just a soft reboot, a full reboot of it. So I don't know what he should chase after. Maybe a Fountain of Youth, and it makes him younger and it de-ages him, or time travels back and he gets younger. I don't know. And I hope they do get the distribution rights for those first few films. I hope they get that one sorted. If they don't get it sorted for next year, that'd be a massive missed opportunity. And from Paramount's point of view, you might as well do it as a non-exclusive. They keep it and they get it, and they each get a benefit of it. Josh says, with Kenobi having been done, do you think it's possible that we could see a series on Yoda, or do you think reimagined Dagobah? Yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything with Yoda in that period, because it's going to be really slow and puppety. If they're going to do anything with Yoda, they will do it in the High Republic era, when they can do CGI and he can run around and it be nothing connected to... That's my guess. If they're going to do anything with Yoda, do it hundreds of years ago in the High Republic era, rather than just him sat on the planet. Do it in Dagobah. I don't think he'd do anything there. And yeah, he's coming to the end at that point. Do you think the CMA is looking into the BT Sports Discovery sale? Could be an issue or just routine? When you say CMA, I was thinking the Country Music Association. So I was like, Country Music Association? Yeah, not country music stuff. I think they're probably just looking into it as a case of they have to. They can't be seen not to. I don't think they've got much. As long as you've still got the other channels and Sky around, there's not really a case of there being less competition. It's just you're seeing a merger of companies. Josh is saying, when I heard Rice initially, I thought Annika Rice has gone up in order. Yeah. Oh, I used to watch that all the time. Kaylee says, from what I've read, the Indian Premiership League cricket rights will come down to Disney, Sony, and Reliance Paramount since Amazon withdrew their bids. Yeah, I literally was just reading about the cricket rights, because the bidding starts today. Hopefully, we find out pretty soon. I have a feeling Disney are not going to get it, and I actually think that they're going to spin it in the fact that they're going to be able to spend those billions of content, all that content on original stuff, maybe invest some more money in Indian content, but also just, I think Wall Street and stuff, they are looking at, like, India, with how much little they make per person, they're going, is it financially viable? And then it's like the international, I don't know, I just don't think that, I just don't think that Disney are going to get it. I think the other ones are going to put in more. And I think Disney are being realistic and going, look, it's just not worth it. Yeah, if we lose 10 million subscribers or 20 million subscribers from Disney Plus, it's a setback. But if you're only making 50, 60 cents off them, it's not as much as if you lost, essentially you'd be looking at that, be like nearly wiping out like 200 million subscribers. I just do not see. That if they don't get it, I think they're going to be able to spin it that it's better for Disney not getting it. Joe says, will Sky ever lose the rights to The Simpsons? That was a hard one, because I know in the US, I don't know what it's like with Sky, but because the show's so old, they've got such an old contract from like the 90s and the 80s, where the only way it can basically probably end is if they actually end the show. That might be the only way to do it. Joshua also said, read that also, I think the auction started today and due to continue tomorrow. So I think we'll hopefully know about the cricket situation soon. Joshua also says, if Sky are willing to shell out the money for it and Disney are willing to accept it, I would say so. I think it's more just down to the contract, because Disney is already releasing new episodes on Disney Plus in Canada and Australia every week. And I think that would be the ultimate plan. But no, I think it's just down to those contracts. Matt says, do you think you're doing more behind the scenes like I do with Buzz Lightyear and Miss Marvel before they come out? I think when you say you, I'm thinking you're thinking Disney. I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch that Buzz Lightyear one. I thought that was a mistake. I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to get ruined. But I don't like the idea of doing like stuff before they come out. I mean, I don't mind like a Marvel's Legends like recap, but yeah, behind the scenes before the movie comes out just seems very, very tricky. Dana says, how many subs do you think Disney Plus will get out of those 16 countries and this coming week's rollout? Hard to tell. It's really hard. I mean, there's a massive population, but I think that we're going to see a big boost, and that might offset what's going on in India. But yeah, I wouldn't even like to put a number on it. I've honestly got no idea. I could be loads out. Joe says, I wonder when the Hardy Boys will come to Disney Plus in the UK. It's already on. It's already been released in Canada, Australia. I don't know why they're holding on to it here, but they have got the rights for it. Bobby says, I think ESPN Plus is going to close down and the contract is going to be added. I'm not sure. You're investing a lot of money in sports. I think ESPN Plus is going to become the new ESPN, and I think you're going to be able to have access to ESPN Plus within Disney Plus as a paid add-on. But you're going to start seeing what we're seeing with shows being aired from selected shows and stuff being aired live on Disney Plus, like they do with Hulu and ABC. I think you're going to see a lot more of that going on eventually. But I think ESPN Plus isn't going anywhere as a paid add-on. Okay, let's keep going. So Joshua says, thanks. I was just wondering what they're going to do with it. Hoping in September when Bob's Burger season 3 comes out, hopefully the UK won't have to wait to jam. I think a lot of this stuff is just like with these shows, a lot of it is just down to existing contracts. Dana says, do you think Disney will get the cricket rights? Do you think Amazon was withdrawing will help? I think Amazon being not in it is a good idea. I don't think they're going to get it. I think the other guys are going to put in more of it, and Disney, ultimately, there's a lot of money to be spending on your, you might have 30 plus million subscribers, but that is equivalent in terms of per subscriber to only, what is it, 3 million US subscribers, because they think they make like $6 plus per US subscriber and European subscriber compared. So it's essentially 30 million subscribers in India is only equivalent to 3 million in Europe. So you, that's the thing of how much is it actually going to be worth. Joe said, I'm so glad to watch Bob's Burgers movie on Wednesday. It was brilliant. The music was great. It felt like a normal episode. So glad the projector didn't overheat like last time. I'll be honest, I've not really watched it. I should probably try, but I think because it's about a burger shop, I don't, it's too close to me. Kaylee said, of course, if Sony gets the rights, I could see Disney bidding for WWE India in the future, since WWE is cheaper than Indian Premier League. Yeah, I think we're going to see lots of like jumping around and stuff. Noxwave says, have you checked out Halo on series on Paramount Plus? Paramount Plus doesn't launch in the UK until about 2 weeks time. So I will be checking out when Paramount Plus launches here in the UK. Not the Hardy Boys. That's who I know. I don't know the Hardy Boys. I know book, but I never read them. It's always the wrestlers to me. That was who they were. Joshua said that it wouldn't surprise me if Disney tried to not only get Indian WWE rights, but every other country they can get, or who knows, they might even try. I don't think they're going to buy it. I don't think there's any buying going on right now. I think that's how it is. And personally, he thinks that Sony and Z will get the Indian cricket rights, as both firms still need to justify the merger. I don't think Z. I could see that going. Right. Okay. So that's going to be pretty much it. If you can get in any more questions now before we head off. Again, a huge thank you to everyone that's joined in live. Thank you much to everyone that's in the live chat. So we've had My VCR Still Works, Caleb, Joshua, Dana, Joe, Baba Trolling, Matt, Joshua. We've got Tracy. We've also got Noxwave. Steve, thanks so much for all of that. As I said, you can go check us out over at What's on Disney Plus. You can subscribe here. We get access to our daily news video. We also get our podcast on Saturday, so you can check that one out as well on podcast platforms. But on that, if there are no other questions coming in, so I'll just hold off another second or two, just in case, before we head off. I drank way too much of that before we started live. Right. On that note, guys, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you again, Patreons and YouTube channel members. Let's see here. Caleb said, great chat this week. It's sad that Cord Cutter News scale back operations would be cool. Yeah, I used to follow Cord Cutter News when, I've completely gone, completely lost a chain of thought. When the other guy was doing the channel, Luke, when Luke was doing it, I used to watch it all the time. He used to but it doesn't surprise me too much with what's going on. They definitely know what they're doing. Josh has said, if you had a choice, which Marvel character would you like to see on Disney Plus next? Daredevil. Daredevil would be good. I think Daredevil. I was trying to think. We're kind of getting into the thing now. We're getting into a lot less characters. I'm just trying to think what other ones we could do. I mean, I think the Fantastic Four might be interesting to see. Rather than doing, I know that we've got the movie coming up, but I would like to see them doing. Maybe that would have been a good series. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. Big thank you to Dana and everyone else for all your comments this week. I'll be back, as I said, next Sunday with another episode. And on that note, guys, thank you very much, and I shall see you guys soon. Latest.